LeBron James has rekindled that flame. And joining us, our insider, Bill Oram. Bill, thank you for coming on today.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, it's going fine. Bill, how's it going with you?
I'm great, I suppose. We've got the preseason underway. We finally have things to talk about other than anticipation, which was the theme of many, many months. So it's good to have basketball here and actually have some idea of what we're going to be looking at this season.
All right, one game. LeBron played half of it. What were the overall views? What did people say? What was the reaction of the team?
Well, it was obviously a sloppy performance. It was the first time these guys had been out there in an uncontrolled environment playing against another NBA team. So it was understandably sloppy. LeBron's limited role obviously had an impact on that. But you kind of take away some of the defensive issues. You could sort of see what this might look like. The pace the Lakers played with in the first half with Rondo, LeBron. I mean, Rondo throwing that alley-oop right after the opening tip was kind of, in my mind, a harbinger of what this team wants to look like when things are really clicking. And, LeBron was fine. I mean, he didn't have really a signature moment in that opening game. There was the deep three, but he was good with the pass, found Brandon Ingram for a cutting dunk early in the game. So you see how the ball is going to move with this team. You understand the pace they're going to play at. And then you kind of go from there. But it was certainly sloppy, and they get another shot at the Nuggets tonight and see if anything's any different.
Hey, Bill, can you ever remember a preseason getting this much attention, this much hype, and all your time doing sports and covering basketball?
Not really. I mean, certainly not not with the Lakers for a long time. I mean, well, you go back to that Nash and Dwight Howard year. There was a lot of fascination with what that was going to look like, but I think they played their first preseason game in like Bakersfield or Fresno or somewhere, maybe Fresno. So it was a little more removed. But even those guys, even that perceived big three or big four, did not carry the hype of this one guy in LeBron James. I mean, you're taking the greatest living player, or greatest active player at least, and pairing him with the NBA's most glamorous franchise. That's like J-Lo and A-Rod, it's the greatest celebrity couple out there going right now. So obviously there's tons of interest and understandably so, but at some point we're going to kind of have to get over the awe of LeBron as a Laker and really start to parse what this team is going to look like and determine how close it is to being a contender in the Western Conference, because that's what everybody's trying to accomplish here with the Lakers. I mean, LeBron is here to win championships. The Lakers have a young core of guys that they want to win championships, but the question is how quickly are they going to get there? Because I don't think anybody's going to accept more than a one-year transition period.
Our insider Bill Oram with us, AM 570 LA Sports. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete. But I'll tell you, you said that opener was a bit sloppy. It's the first time they've been on the court against somebody else. I liked right. what I saw. I thought, okay, this is back to where it needs to be. We do know they're going to play with pace. We do know they're going to force the ball up the floor. We do know they're going to run. And even though it's the preseason, I saw something that I have not seen in the past few years. The Lakers are an actual NBA team now. And an NBA team that I think is going to compete and be very good.
Fred? What are you saying?
Oh, the last couple of years, it was a mishmash. And it was just this group of young guys trying to play. Now, these guys look like a real NBA team. Am I nuts, Bill?
Well, I think I give last year's unit a little more credit. I thought the group they had last year finally was able to take a really meaningful step forward. And I think that was validated by LeBron's decision to sign as a free agent. But you're right. I mean, this is the first time we've seen a Lakers team that you can go into literally any game this season and be confident that they at least should be competing to win the game. Last year, there'd be games where it's like, well, we know they're going to get smoked by the Warriors. We know they're going to get smoked by the Rockets. And that should not be the case in any of the 82 games we're going to see this season. The Lakers have a legitimate contending team, a team that is going to be a factor in the Western Conference. And the other thing I'll say is, I mean, this team is going to be really interesting in the postseason, assuming they can get there, assuming everybody stays healthy and they don't have something weird happen in the regular season that prevents the Lakers from getting back to the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. I think this is a team that could be a force in the postseason. If you take out the Golden State Warriors, I don't really know what team in the West you would say the Lakers don't have a shot against. The Warriors are clearly superior, but in a seven-game series, I think the Lakers would have a chance against Houston, Utah, Oklahoma City, all those other teams that are competing to be in the top half of the Western Conference. And that should be exciting to a Lakers fan, that this is not necessarily just a, hey, get 45 wins, get 48 wins, get to the playoffs, then move on. They may be a better postseason team than regular season team.
Yeah, I really agree with you. I think that what I like about this team is they've got a bunch of competitors. And to that notion, talk about Lonzo Ball, his situation. How much will we see him play at all in the preseason? And that dynamic with Rondo and him, Rondo being named the starter and those kind of things, because Rondo is such a competitor, I don't see him giving up that position easily.
So Lonzo Ball has been on the court for the last week and has looked really good. I mean, everybody has said that he's you wouldn't know that he missed 5 months due to that arthroscopic surgery in July. And so that sort of raised the question yesterday with Luke Walton, then what's keeping him off the court? If he can play in full scrimmages at full speed and looks good, you know, what's stopping you from putting him out in games, you know, even in limited minutes, for 10, 12 minutes in a preseason game? And I think there's a few things going on. I mean, one, obviously there is a difference in terms of the pace of play and the fitness level you need to be at to play in an NBA game. And Lonzo has only been on his feet, you know, running at full speed for a couple of weeks. So he's obviously not in the same shape as guys who've been able to train all summer. But also, the Lakers understand the microscope he's under. And so if you put him out there, you know, at, you know, not in top shape yet, and put him out there with Rondo and LeBron and the world watching this Lakers unit, there's a chance that you're setting him up to fail. And so I think that they're really trying to make sure that they get him to 100% before they put him on the floor, and have something happen where he starts to get criticized already, like he was last year, which he admitted last year became even more than he anticipated, and kind of set him up for, you know, kind of a negative start to the season. So I think they're going to take their time with him, but I you're going to see him in the preseason. I think at this point, the Lakers won't say that. Definitely, they've been very, very coy with injury news with him, like just like they were last year. They're very careful with kind of the messaging around him. But I would be stunned if he wasn't out there at some point in the preseason, and then also at the start of the regular season on October 18th. But with Rondo, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, they brought in a guy who's the veteran facsimile of Lonzo Ball. The way they play is so similar. I think Rondo just takes a lot of pressure off of Lonzo. It's probably better for everybody involved if Rondo's the starter at the beginning of the season. You can under-promise and over-deliver with Lonzo Ball as opposed to the alternative, which the Lakers certainly did last year. If Lonzo can fight Rondo for that starting job out of the gates and then win it at some point, that's going to be much better for Lonzo, the optics kind of surrounding his whole operation. And Rondo's not naive to that situation. He said on media day he's willing to play whatever role Luke Walton asked of him. And one of those that he mentioned was, you know, whether that's starting for the first 20 games, then coming off the bench for the rest of the year. Something like that seems really plausible to me if Lonzo Ball is indeed ready to take his game to another level. And by that, we really mean, you know, cutting out some of those turnovers, being smarter about when to attack and when to shoot. And then when he does shoot from the perimeter, being able to knock down shots. Last year, he had that historically bad start from three. And I think it kind of undermined everything else he was doing the rest of the season. So as good as he was with the assist numbers, as good as he is in transition, the fact he couldn't knock down threes became a real liability, and also kind of the dominant narrative of his season and really created that negative perception. So the Lakers are trying to avoid that negative perception in year two with Lonzo Ball, which I think is why they're taking it a little bit slow with him.
Well, talking about guards, Josh Hart had a great summer league, worked very hard, got bigger, got stronger. He'll start tonight. Where is he going to fit into all of this?
That's a great question. We have, you know, before LeBron signed on and KCP came back, keep in mind LeBron and Caldwell Pope are both represented by Rich Paul and Clutch Sports. Josh Hart seemed to have done enough to convince Lakers management that he could be the starting two guard this year. That calculus obviously changed, but he had such a good summer, such a good second half of his rookie year, that he needs to have a big role on this team. And figuring out how to do that is Luke Walton's conundrum, because they have Lance Stephenson, who is a veteran, emotional leader type of guy. They have KCP, who obviously is, you know, making $12 million this year, which means a pretty big role for him. So the Lakers are going to give it a try tonight. They're going to put him in the backcourt with Rondo. see how he plays that first unit. You know, I think that is a very much an open competition for that starting two guard spot, and it's going to come down to who knocks down more threes. I think who can make the open three. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was slow out of the gates with that last year. It really wasn't until the second half of the season they started stroking the three. Josh Hart was pretty consistent whenever he was on the floor. So I would pay close attention to that. Whoever's making threes, I think, is going to be the starting two guard on opening night.
All right, Bill. Well, they're underway at Staples tonight. I'll see you down there.
Hey, looking forward to it, Fred.